About 3 months ago, my millionaire boss holed up on an isolated ranch in the South American Alps. But the thing is, he isn't some prepper.
Far too much time and can often make it more difficult to achieve total victory. Sometimes, in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words.
I love it. I absolutely like it.
I had 5,000. Well, I didn't know how to act. Do I smile? Do I laugh? What am I supposed to do? I had every camera in the world on me at the time. And I said to my wife, I tapped her on the knee and I said, do you believe it? This is the best picture of the guy. I can't believe it. I love it.
I will sacrifice this adorable baby Hans.
Or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. believe it or not, I regret it.
Because of my genius, okay? It worked out very well for me. It was very successful. I then levered the company. I took it public. So I had a relatively small piece of the company. And what happened is Philadelphia.
Wait a second, you were chairman of the board.
Excuse me.
You were chairman of the board.
I was chairman, but I didn't run the company. I had nothing to do with running the company. Management ran.
You were paid $2 million a year.
Excuse me. I didn't run the company. I'm just telling you.
So what were you paying $2 million a year for?
Excuse me. Because of my genius, okay?
And I do regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain. Too much is at stake for us to be consumed with these issues. You this. I will always tell you, use the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that.
This fucking happened.
I love your show. The three of you are fantastic people.
I wouldn't do the trick.
And believe it or not, I regret it.
WCOMFM.
I love the Mexican people. Two winners came up to me and I just took a look. So they didn't get Mexican. So that's good.
And I do regret it. Particularly,
I love Mexican. I have tremendous relationships with people in Mexico. But I said, we need a strong push. I said, we need a war.
For us to be consistent with these issues. One thing I can promise you is that.
Senate will not steal this. When they hear you've attacked a
How dare the press not believe me that I went after my mother with a hammer? He said he went after his mother with a hammer. He wanted to hit her on the head.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That I tried to stab a friend of mine, but now it's changed.
Holding her is dangerous.
word of this gets out, it could generate sympathy for the rebellion in the Senate.
Hey, Bill, what I said, including my remarks right afterwards, she said it was very unfair the way the
media... She'll die before she'll tell you anything.
You've known me for a long time, Bill. I do get along with people. I deal with foreign countries. I've made a lot of money dealing against China.
WCOM-FM. LPFM, Chavo Carbo. Hey, listen, this is Michael Power Radio. I'm Dr. Furious. 10 o'clock Thursday night, cranking in some more beats, as we do here at local community-based non-commercial radio. We're at the 88-day countdown, I think, or close to it, to the Trumpocalypse. Big vote, 2016. So if you're not paying attention, I'm sure you are, folks, here on this radio dial, are always clued in. But there's lots of ways to get those out there who aren't clued in motivated. And one way we like to do it here at the Furious Show is make crazy clips about the Trump hole out there. So you can use it, take it, throw it out there, whatever you got to do with it. Throw it up against the big ball of hate, as we do every Thursday. This big orange ball this week happens to be the most obstructive. So we're going to keep messing around. If you want to learn more about the Furious Show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can hear about all the kind of crazy cool music we have in the background. All kind of stuff. Crazy, cool, fun stuff. And you can also, you know, track the different issues that we've been all over. And right now, we're going to just keep diving deeper into the depths of the Darth Trump and other fun stuff. Thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. I'm Furious!
I made a lot of plans are not aboard this ship. No transmissions were made.
I just released my financials and people were amazed at how good they are. They're great. And I did something, you know, I employ thousands of people. I employ, you know, I don't know if you saw, but the Nevada poll just came out and it was fantastic. I'm a very, very strong believer in Christianity and religion. But
don't try to frighten us with your sorcerer's ways, Lord Vader. Your sad devotion to that ancient religion has not helped you conjure up the stolen data tapes or given you clairvoyance enough to find the rebels hidden.
I deal with foreign countries. I've made a lot of money dealing against China. I've made a lot of money dealing against many other countries. I have a great relationship. In a Business Week poll, they said, who do you most prefer? You know,
enough
they talked
this.
About...
Vader, release him.
I guarantee you I would have had him out.
I will personally send Gary Busey to Iraq to tell those terrorist bastards about his Amazon Fire Stick. Election Day is going to be huge. It's going to be so huge that I'm putting it on pay-per-view.
Makes New York City his playground.
There's no one on board, sir. According to the log, the crew abandoned ship right after takeoff.
Nice people. I'll discuss a couple of them, should I or should I not?
If there were any on board, they must also have been.
You won't get angry at me if I talk about somebody that you like? If you do, that's okay. I know. I mean, how stupid are we?
The art of struggles.
Whoa!
The rebels.
My lord, there are so many uncharted settings.
You don't have to be a total genius to figure this out, even though I am.
Anyone who endorses violence, hatred, or oppression is not welcome in our country and never, ever will be.
All right, yeah, get him out. Try not to hurt him. If you do, I'll defend you in court. Don't worry.
Up.
and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
Get him out of here! Get out!
Trump's a racist! Trump's a racist!
You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks.
Sucker punched right in the face by a Trump supporter.
Knock the crap out of him, would you? I will pay for the legal fees, I promise.
Now, I have no intimate knowledge of the convoluted nature of politics.
In the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it. I do regret it, particularly where it may have caused personal pain.
A genius, okay? I'm more militaristic than anybody in this room, just so you understand. I'm really good at war. I love war in a certain way, but only when we win. By the way, when was the last time we won a war?
The border is a disaster, Bill.
My lord, the field is strong enough to deflect any bombardment.
I love Mexican people. I have a tremendous relationship. I also respect Mexico. But what they're doing to us in trade, first of all, they're killing us at the border. They're taking our jobs, they're taking our manufacturing, and they're taking our money.
Yes, my lord.
The fleet has moved out of light speed and we're preparing to...
You're fired.
Happy Friday night. Might I add, you're the worst.
I know.
So my understanding is you want to clear the air because you think you're being unfavorably compared to Donald Trump.
Don't get me wrong, Conan. I agree with a lot he says, a lot. Like 90% of what he says. I'm like, this guy gets it.
Okay.
But it's just... I don't like the way he says it. It's...
Sometimes, in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words.
Dangerous new phase.
Isn't a Trump rally much more exciting than...
Governing at the highest level, but I once watched an episode of C-SPAN. By the way, that show has no ratings.
Lord Vader.
If you like your steak, you'll absolutely love Trump steaks. Trump steaks are the world's greatest steaks, and I mean that in every sense of the word. Trump steaks are by far the best tasting, most flavorful beef you've ever had.
What about Leia and the Wookiee?
And the Sharper Image is the only store where you can buy them.
That was never a condition of our agreement, nor was giving hand to this bounty hunter.
Until now, you could only enjoy steaks of this quality in one of my resort restaurants or America's finest steakhouses, but now that's changed. Today, through the Sharper Image, you can enjoy...
This deal is getting worse all the time.
He told me enough!
No excitement. It almost feels like I'm watching the last season of The Apprentice. When it comes to the challenges facing our global environment and climate change, it's simple. I'm going to...
America and put casinos on the ice caps. We'll call it polar bear poker. It'll be huge. I'm the Donald, and that was your presidential words of wisdom.
Shirts and ties did nicely, you know, not a big business or anything, but cute. And fragrance and cufflinks. See these cufflinks from Macy's? Some people think it's Harry Winston or Tiffany. It's actually
back or rephrase
and
any of it.
They're good.
You could.
No, because it's totally accurate.
He's as close to a third party candidate as you can get without leaving the Republican Party.
It's sort of interesting to talk about him being the common person. Right before we went to him live, apparently some woman went up on stage because he invited her up to touch his hair to make sure it's real. We've actually got the video of that.
As I promised, dangerous new phase.
Isn't a Trump rally much more exciting?
And, like I'm going to tell you about Macy's, but you go to Macy's, you know, a lot of the stores, they don't use Christmas. They say happy holidays, happy... Last poll just came out, as you saw, we're leading. I think it's all about competence. It's about leadership. I really am competent.
We'll be right back.
who's so mean and so smart. I don't want just mean, I want mean and smart. You know, I know a lot of tough guys, but they're stupid. One of the magazines recently got in, I said I'm a world-class businessman. It's true, I built a great company. I get along with everybody. We're gonna build a wall, it's gonna be so good. Oh God. Oh, man. Go ahead.
But you'll die.
Do it.
Says who?
Most of them. Not a shakeup, but you guys are down. And it makes sense that there would...
Says who?
Most of them. All of them?
Says who?
Polls. I just told you, I answered your question.
Which polls?
All of them.
Okay. And your question is?
Okay, so my question is, I don't think it is really surprising when facing a challenge and trying to make a turnaround that there would be some, let's at least say some adjustments, okay? So I guess what my real question is here that I did not get to get to is, what is the point of this? If you're calling it an expansion of winners, as you put it, working on the campaign, what is it about? To what end?
Well, I think bringing on somebody like Kellyanne Conway was a great move, and it was something, personally, I would have liked to have seen happen. Who?
Most of them.
America, your nation is dirty, filthy cesspool of corruption, violence, and political correctness. Your leaders are weak supporters of radical Islamic terror. America needs strong leader, much like powerful men your chaotic democracy helped topple. Do not make same mistake again. You must support powerful oligarch Donald Trump. With advisor who knows wealth of ways of leadership. He knows deal-making, where handshake and box of cash speak louder than box of ballot. Together, we make rich and crush terrorists with iron fist of Trump Putin. You trust, yes? We know power of taking oil and gas. Strength is stronger than your sad, politically correct democracy. So, let us work together to bomb, spy, and hack our enemies, foreign and domestic, yes? Now, more than ever, it's time to make America Russian again. Paid for by Donald J. Trump for president and an anonymous offshore shell corporation. Do not worry. Trust.
Motel Fox. You know, my pappy used to say, always be looking for a fox in the hen house. I never understood exactly what he meant until a couple of weeks ago. So if you're considering asking a coworker if she'd like to go to Motel Fox for a little fair and balanced on the side, I'm here to tell you to think about it, because it might just cost you more than $39.95 a night, even if it's from a place you invented and built with your own two hands. Not that I'm bitter, but honestly, who would turn this down? I mean, I'm not exactly Han Solo or Luke Skywalker. Okay, I'm Jabba the Hutt. Ha ha. So as you're traveling this summer and you're thinking about where to take his information, go ahead and visit us here at Motel Fox. We'll still be here, even though I won't. I'm Roger Ailes, and we'll lead on the right for you.
Says who?
Most of them. All of them?
Says who?
Polls. I just told you, I answered your question.
Which polls?
All of them.
Okay. And your question is?
Okay, so my question is, I don't think it is really surprising when facing a challenge and trying to make a turnaround that there would be some, let's at least say some adjustments, okay?
And they're taking our money.
Yes, I know.
The fleet has moved out to light speed and we're preparing to...
They're firing.
But the woman goes up and touches his hair. You can see it right now in that video. I mean, this is an extraordinarily different type of campaign.
So I guess what my real question is here that I did not get to is, what is the point of this? If you're calling it an expansion of winners, as you put it, working on the campaign, what is it about? To what end?
Well, I think bringing on somebody like Kellyanne Conway was a great move, and it was something, personally, I would have liked to have seen. The data that's coming in.
Or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it. Thank you.
Maybe you should have been roughed up.
I can stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any votes, okay?
Where's that cocktail waitress with my hand?
Spread fear of Muslims.
That's why I'm doing this. And I love it.
You've used the spotlight to encourage violence.
This morning.
To mock the disabled.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
This guy is you.
I'm worth many billions of dollars. Our country's going to hell.
You're for the Second Amendment. Do you have a gun?
I have a license to have a gun. Yes, I do.
You own one?
Yes, I do.
Drugs are racist!
You know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher.
To achieve total victory.
do is I get things better. I make things really good. I fix things.
Spread fear of Muslims.
It's why I'm doing this. And I love it.
You've used the spotlight to encourage violence, to mock the disabled, spread fear of Muslims.
Sucker punch right in the face by a Trump supporter.
Knock the crap out of him.
Holding her is dangerous.
Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we'll be counting down our...
that I just want to tell you about, and I'll be a fool if...
Very quickly.
Our fave? Not the books, the buildings, or the... Donald gives Vince McMahon a haircut.
Hey, look at this!
That a class act like Trump is a wrestling fan.
Do you use this? Gun range?
It's none of your business. It's really none of your business.
So you will release your financials? On time, please.
Yeah. I think we're gonna have it on time.
That's 8 days from now.
Look, they're here illegally. They're not paying taxes, okay? I've heard this one before, too. I hear them all.
This is bullshit. Walking is cars for poor people.
Greenpeace?
Do you have a minute to suck my shriveled cock? Trump! You'd be a lot prettier if you smiled more and got plastic surgery. Breastfeeding your baby. You're a horrible, vicious person. Where's the nearest steakhouse? Trump needs to pee-pee.
That's a good look.
Thank you. Your look is terrible. You're poor and you're all ugly, but vote for me. I own all these buildings, except for that one. I'm gonna buy that one as a present for myself when I win president. I'm Trump. It's very clear that I'm Trump. I know you. Still walking? Seems like someone who walks so much should lose some weight.
Why I think Trump will be the greatest leader America's ever had. I tell them to imagine how scared America's enemies will be when we elect Donald Trump. Would you want to face off against Trump? Think about it. If the shoe was on the other foot and he was the leader of Iran or Syria or China, Donald Trump would be the fiercest enemy America's ever seen.
You're a pig, you're disgusting, you're a pig. Do I have your vote? Get out of my shot. I'll give any one of you $1,000 if you carry me. Not you, you're a pig. Your legs must be horrifying if you're willing to wear pants that ugly. I could take Ronda Rousey. I'll punch any woman. Pow!
Which pulse?
All of them.
Okay. And your question is?
Okay, so my question is, I don't think it is really surprising when facing a challenge and trying to make a turnaround that there would be some, let's at least say some adjustments, okay? So I guess what my real question is here that I did not get to get to is, what is the point of this?
Sometimes in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words. Or you say the wrong thing. I have done that. And believe it or not, I regret it. Process where we take back our country. Our country is going to hell. We need to build a wall. A big, beautiful, powerful wall. It can have a gate. It can have a door.
It's going to be a wall that's powerful and that people aren't going to be going under or up or around or anything else. It's going to be a real wall.
Dealing against China. I made a lot of
plans are not aboard this ship, and no transmissions were made.
I just released my financials, and people were amazed at how good they are. They're great. And I did something, you know, I employed thousands of people.
I said that because I know that Donald Trump couldn't tell the difference.
Some of you know me from the Hunger Games, in which I play Effie Trinket, a cruel, out-of-touch reality TV star who wears insane wigs while delivering long-winded speeches to a violent dystopia. So when I tuned into Cleveland last week, I was like, hey, that's my act.
We know what you're all thinking. Why should you care what some television celebrity has to say about politics? Can we?
Thank you.
updates to PP.
Now, Donald Trump loves America, and he would love to be president of the United States. But just for the sake of argument, what if we make the wrong choice in November? And some other smarter country makes him an offer? Wouldn't you be terrified?
Days. You don't want, you would rather be a friend of Ben. So it's going to be a debate stage.
Yeah.
Now, tight with all the kids and
Eric,
and you have, I don't know, 1,500, 2,000, but that's
a real, that's a real disturbance.
These polls, they're insane with the polls. You look at these, just look what's going on. You look at a Trump rally and there's 12, 15,000, 10,000 people.
You cannot believe.
And then you look at Hillary Clinton and you have, I don't know, 1,500, 2,000, but that speaks volumes.
That's a real disservice.
The poll 82 days out.
It's a real disservice to
whom?
His supporters to lie to them that the camp, that those polls don't matter. You cannot take 12,000 people at a rally that are your definite supporters. They are going to show up the campaign and then say the polls are wrong.
She has that opportunity.
But one person sitting at home still cancels out somebody at a rally.
It's not fair.
Here's why polls really shouldn't matter or shouldn't ever matter. You pick up the phone and you say, who are you going to vote for? That person on the other end of the phone says, well, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
But
they're not out there voting.
But when the
polls
are
getting out in the street and going to a rally, those are people who get up off the couch and go hear something and go say something. That's why I think
you're saying they're motivated.
Size of crowds is more indicative of following or even polling than actual people.
But I would say that a person sitting home getting up to vote cancels out the person there. It's the same value.
I mean, that's exactly what we said in 2012 when people that supported Romney were told that the polls are wrong, Romney's going to win, and then they were so mad and disappointed.
Yeah, they stopped watching because they thought we lied to them.
Yeah.
And we deserved it. One.
says he gets his foreign policy experience from watching TV and running the Miss Universe pageant.
It's gonna be great, believe me.
Ask not what I can do for my country, ask what my country can do for me.
I employ, you know, I don't know if you saw, but the Nevada poll just came out, and it was fantastic.
Storylines, one of which resulted in this.
Oh no!
Would be allowed?
Second place in the polls.
Politico runs a story quoting Republicans, including Ari Fleischer, the former Bush White House spokesman, calls you roadside accident. He tarnishes everyone, irresponsible, divisive, hurtful. Does that hurt your feelings?
No, I mean, Ari is somebody that nobody respects and nobody has any respect for him. I'm surprised you even waste your time quoting him. I'm going to make America great again. Politicians aren't going to do that. And everybody takes me very seriously.
We're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it, believe me.
Now, we've heard a lot of talk in this campaign about needing a leader who understands business. I couldn't agree more. I built a business, and I didn't start it with a $1 million check from my father. Trump says he wants to run the nation like he's running his business? God help us.
But did you know that Trump University's School of Ripping People Off is ranked second in the nation? Without its business school. Their bankruptcy program in particular is known throughout the real estate investment community for its creativity.
I'm a New Yorker, and I know a con when I see one.
The Donald is not really a planned guy. He's not really a fat guy either.
He spoke for 70 odd minutes, and I do mean odd.
He's trying to tell us.
Behold,
he cares about the middle class. Give me a
break. The man who sat on him was dead.
Trump's entire campaign is just one more late night Trump infomercial.
WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Hey, listen, this is Dr. Furious. Just trying to ward off the Trumpocalypse. We're on an 80-day countdown here, folks. So get mobilized. Big middle finger up. And other things we got to do to fight this crypto-fascist orange takeover. If you like what you're hearing and you like Micropower Radio, keep listening to WCOMFM.org. Or you can go to 103.5 on your FM dial. We're WCOM, micropowered, as in low power, as in non-commercial, genuine community-based public radio, real public radio. Back in the day, the corporate beasts out there tried to take over all the radio dial. We snuck in and wedged in this cute little thing here called WCOM, as other things like it are all over the state and all over the country. Anyway, I've been doing it for a long time. You can go to furiousg.blogspot.com if you want to learn more about kind of the crazy cool stuff I've been doing. Or email FuriousGeorgeShow@gmail.com. And you can learn about the music and help out, find cool, crazy clips. We also have some other cool, awesome, just very generous donors out there who are super cool. So thanks to those folks out there who anonymously donate to the Furious Show. And great folks who make this station happen, including kicking down for a crazy fun benefit this weekend at the Kraken. Oh my. That's right. We got some of the lead singers of Squirrel Nut Zippers and other cool folks supporting Micropower Radio. So come check it out if you can do it this Saturday. Kick in, folks. Seriously. Plus, it'll be a cool party. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be furious. Thanks for listening.
Magic day he passed my way, and while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.